Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the DDP. Thanks for bringing me into your home, your heart, wherever you are every day. It's just an honor to be able to share with you the good news of God's grace. I feel compelled to very, very soon on the DDP have a little prayer session. I think I'm going to do that tomorrow. So I'm just going to believe God tomorrow as we're going to pray together on this DDP that for great things in your life and just for the Lord to do whatever it is He's doing. And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. Before that, one of the things that has been on my mind for a while now, and I've kind of debated on how do you approach it theologically. And so I'm just trying to be led of the Spirit here for a few minutes. I want to discuss something that was a real issue for me as a kid. I was raised in a pastor's home, and everybody knew it because I was in and still am in a small town. And everybody, they didn't know everybody, but they kind of knew of everybody. And people realizing that my dad was a pastor, I remember there was always so much pressure on me, it seemed like, to do right, talk right, act right. And if I didn't, then I was told by my peers or just kids at school, listen how you're talking. Your dad's a pastor. You're going to be in trouble for that. And I remember I remember at one point in my growing up and my development that I resented the ministry because I thought I was unfairly singled out by people as a product of the ministry, and therefore I wasn't able to say or do certain things. That's a tough place for a teenage kid who's really trying to find his or her place in the world and struggling with their identity. You don't really know who you are as a kid, and we're a little tough on teenagers sometimes because we have went through some of the things and we kind of can't figure out why they don't see the light. And the reality is it's really difficult to figure out where you're going or how you're going to get there when you don't even understand the vessel you're sailing. And man, that's what a lot of young people are going through, is they don't even understand their own vessel, how they're to think. And so we put undue pressure on them. I want to talk about that from a spiritual standpoint. We've all done it. We'll say to someone, you're in church, you shouldn't be saying that. Or we'll say to a young person, a teenager, your dad's a pastor, your mom teaches Sunday school, you ought to know better. And I don't think we realize what we're really doing. We're trying to motivate them, but we're really condemning them. And we're saying to them that due to their station, they should be better performers. And I'm going to tell you, that was such a hard thing for me to get out from under. And I've already noticed my own kids having to deal with that more and more. And it's difficult waters to traverse. And so my encouragement would be to us as church people is to be very careful what we put on our young people in regards to their performance. I'm not saying make excuses for sin and foolishness, but let's understand where they're coming from, and let's don't put undue pressure on them thinking that they should be better performers because of who their dad is or their grandfather is or their grandmother was or their mom or their aunt or their uncle or the fact that they go to church all the time. We're really preaching a message to them that you can do better based upon your associations. And the truth is that it takes a heart change for there to be a true change in character. And that's what we really want to see out of our kids anyway. And so I just really wanted to say that lately, and maybe that'll be a good thought for us going into the new year, is how we treat those younger people in our church in regards to their performance. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.